Chapter 4. Hope. It all happened quickly. Before Soleil, Chenille, and Swift could think about what had just occurred, they were summoned to the advisor's chambers. There, Sage and Luna sat cross-legged on a pair of floor cushions. Behind them sat the other seven advisors. Luna motioned the three friends closer. Swift nudged Soleil. In front of Sage sat the box of bracelets. "I don't think I have to remind you of the significance of today's ceremony," Sage began. "The ritual came as a shock to everyone, but unlike other strange events, this one brings hope." "But why?" Soleil asked. "First, let us confirm your compatibility." Sage opened the box and extracted three gold bands. "Please sit and put them on." Once again, the bracelets hummed to life on the trio's wrists. Luna spoke. "This good fortune has occurred at the time of our greatest need. We are all agreed. Village has no time to spare. We have not discovered the source that powers the regulators, and a person who recently immigrated from Dome says they fare no better." Luna cleared her throat. "You are to leave at once, for time passed." Just then, Rio entered, carrying three bundles. "Ah," said Sage, rising to greet him, "here is your good friend, with clothes for the journey. It won't do to travel in your ceremonial robes." Soleil tried to catch Rio's eye, but he looked away. "Rio," Swift said finally, "thanks. I just wish you could come with us." "I know," said Rio. His nostrils flared as if he were trying to hold something inside. "But I guess I'm just not special enough." He turned to leave, but Sage caught him gently by the arm. "You three will need to use your wits and a bit of ingenuity to discover what might help Village and return before it is too late," said Sage. "But it is people like Rio here who will be assisting the scientists who will determine how to put the new knowledge to use. And that," he turned to Rio, "is just as honorable a task."